Should Christians celebrate Christmas?
Every year around Christmas time, serious concerns are voiced regarding the validity of celebrating Christmas. Some note that the origins of Christmas are pagan. Others point out that the Bible overtly denounces Christmas trees as idolatrous, and still others suggest that Santa Claus is a dangerous fairy tale. In response, let me first acknowledge that when Christmas was originally instituted, December 25th was indeed a pagan festival commemorating the birthday of a false god. Now, while that is a historical fact, what's frequently overlooked is that the church's choice of December 25th was intentional. Instead of Christianizing a pagan festival, the church established a rival celebration. While the world has all but forgotten the Greco-Roman gods of antiquity, they're annually reminded that 2,000 years ago, Christ invaded time and space. Furthermore, the Bible nowhere condemns Christmas trees as idolatrous. The oft-cited passage in Jeremiah 10:2-4 might at first blush appear compelling, but context precludes the pretext. Jeremiah's description of a tree cut out of the forest, adorned with silver and gold, and fastened with a hammer and nail so that it would not totter, is a reference to wooden idols, not Christmas trees. In fact, Christmas trees originated in Christian Germany 2,000 years after Jeremiah's condemnation of man-made idols. They evolved over time from two Christian traditions. One was a paradise tree hung with apples as a reminder of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. The other was a triangular shelf holding Christmas figurines decorated by a star. In the 16th century, these two symbols merged into the present Christmas tree tradition. Next Christmas, you might well consider using the Christmas tree in the home of an unbeliever as a springboard or an opportunity to explain the reason for the season from the fall in paradise to redemption in Christ. Finally, believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from merely being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus in reality is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Thus, Christians may legitimately look to St. Nick as a genuine hero of the faith. This December 25th, as you celebrate the coming of Christ with a Christmas tree surrounded by presents, may the selflessness of St. Nick be a reminder of the Savior who gave the greatest gift of all. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. A passage to ponder. Luke 2:8-14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."